Why? Muri Zimbabwe. Ita, yebo. Mtswakazo muhle, muri Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe muhle. Dino mkamchirai, mchirongwa chedu chewe chidiki. Uhlelo The Connection with your boy, Mike Hove. Today is a Tuesday, the 27th of August, and you're tuned in to Live Talk, The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Muria Zimbabwe, Mtwagazo Muhle, Zimbabwe Muhle, Ndino Mkamchirai Mchirongwa Chedu Chewe Chidiki, Uhlelo The Connection, and I'm your host, Mike Hove. Tonight on the Connection, we discuss journalist rights and media laws in Zimbabwe. Last week, Friday, newszimbabwe.com journalist and the spokesperson of the Young Journalists Association, Leopold Munende, was detained and later released alongside human rights lawyer Doug Coltart and members of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, such as the president himself, Opet Masaraure. Munende himself was picked up for covering the protest by R2s, which was done right outside the office Ega Minister Mthuli Ncube. R2s, for those that don't know, right now is protesting. Njengoba isimo somnotho siloku siqhubekela phambili siguguteka, ma miraka ita ufumi wenyika na umira zvakanaka, mari yathi kutambira sevarairidzi hanzi imali esiyiholayo njengaba abo babalisi, hayi kuthiwa hayi phansi asivumi, were not satisfying. So yena Munende was part of that crowd of people that were picked up by amaphoyisa last week Friday. Kodwa yena Munende, he was just doing umsebenzi wakhe njengentatheli izindaba, so umo angathi ngo reporter. But Zimbabwe Muhle, this is not the first case that has happened. So this story is repeat, has been on repeat under Zimbabwe's history since independence. In 2018, two journalists, Va Wisdom Mdungairi and Desmond Chingarande, were arrested and charged with contravening a section of the Children's Act. But later, Bona, they were released. Once again, Zimbabwe Muhle, like I said earlier on, this is a story that has been on repeat since President Robert Mugabe was leading the nation. After the most recent protest that happened last week, 2 weeks ago in Harare, and MDC then organized ukuthi kube lamanye ama protests in different cities, which of course, for those that don't know, were all blocked. Media practitioners, comedians, activists were all picked up and have been arrested, some abducted, some injured. An example, perfect example, was Ukonyeti, who is a media practitioner for Bus Stop TV and also a comedian. Let's go back to last week. Lapo uMongameli owebandla eliphikisayo, Advocate President Nelson Chamisa, addressed the media talking about such violations.
And we are going to issue a statement. The president will lead us in that process.
So what is clear is that we have seen scenes and circumstances of extreme brutality by the police, especially against the ordinary people, the citizens, some of whom we intended to actually address and advise on the latest development. But we were not given that opportunity because they did not allow people to congregate. They wouldn't want people to assemble. In fact, our organizing department in the morning were trying to get people to come together, but they were not permitted because we wanted to have an opportunity to give people the way forward and the direction in terms of the next course of action. So you have seen, and I'm sure you have heard what has happened, that we've had over 80 people arrested, 20 in Kambuzuma, about 20 at Coca-Cola Corner, then about 15 at St. Mary's. We also had about 20 from Norton. But the number is still increasing because we are recording the information as it is coming. We've also received reports of some 7 serious assaults, particularly on account of brutality of the police, especially in the city center. We also heard of a journalist who was assaulted. Journalists were also abused on account of the tear gas. I'm sure you bear testimony to that.
All right, Zimbabwe Muhle, that was the president of the main opposition party, MDC, Advocate Nelson Chamisa. But on the other end, Zimbabwe Muhle, some feel as though there has been a shift in the media landscape. Journalists have been treated differently under Umbuso ka Mongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. In fact, Nyasha Nyankunu of the Media Institute of Zimbabwe has been quoted stating ukuthi, and I quote, that was one of the positives of the developments since Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa has taken over, is that there are signs of solidarity between private and state media journalists. It's growing. Let me actually quote and read exactly what Umnumzana Unyakunu says. I have the article right here. Unyakunu yena uti, elsewhere, there are signs that solidarity between private and state media journalists who were at loggerheads in past is growing. At the end of March, when private media journalists were asked to leave ZANU-PF party meeting, state media journalists joined them in protest. MISA Zimbabwe commended the act of solidarity on their website, stating that this will go a long way in depolarizing the media in Zimbabwe and spur other journalists to defend their professional rights as provided for in the constitution. Nyakunu described the act as a sign in the media space was opening up and dissenting voices. He then wraps it up by saying, we are happy to see that the message of collegial solidarity is partaking in Zimbabwe. So the big question tonight in Zimbabwe, Muhle, is that under President Robert Mugabe, journalists complained about the stringent media laws and ill treatment of journalists and reporters in the country. The big question that we have tonight, and I'm hoping my panelists will be able to answer this, is are they still expressing the same sentiments under President Emmerson Mnangagwa? +12024650318 is the number to text on WhatsApp if you're looking to join me tonight. However, Zimbabwe, Muhle, you can call me live on air on +12024650317. We're broadcasting live on radio on 909 medium wave frequency on 4930 kilohertz with shortwave. And on the internet, Zimbabwe Muhle, as usual, we're broadcasting live on our three web pages, www.voashona.com, www.voanw.com, and we're broadcasting live on www.voazimbabwe.com. But for our Facebook fanatics, Zimbabwe Muhle, as usual, we're broadcasting live on our three Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and Jalogu, VOA Studio 7. So, Zimbabwe Muhle, share in Chirongwa, kanam chifara Chirongwa, kanamuri po, isai ma likes, nema hats, munyore ma gondre, nyu, munyore ma comments, kanam shopinam Chirongwa, munyore ma number, kuitrok tiwe wune, Chirongwa chedu, no one duen. Ini ndini maikove, magatera Chirongwa chedu, cheve chidiki, Chirongwa The Connection.
Hey, hola, Ndeipiko, Hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Orbe. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at BigMike3, BigMyke3.
All right, Zimbabwe Muhle at BigMike3 is the username on Twitter and Instagram. Kodwa mthwakazo muhle Zimbabwe Muhle muri eZimbabwe. Ngatisangane panapa pamapeji edu eFacebook matatu for the next hour. Kana muchida zvokurukura neni mondibata after hour rinori pa Twitter, nepa Instagram at BigMike3. See Paris, you know, we're live here on our three Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and Jalogo, VOA Studio 7. Saka msakanganu kushare chirongwa, msakanganu kuisa mahats, nema likes, msakanganu kunyura uyeje, maonrenyu, pamsorope chirongwa chatukurukura nasi, uyeje, kana mchida upina mchirongwa, munyore manamba, enyu. Once again, Zimbabwe Muhle, you are tuned into The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. So, Zimbabwe Muhle, earlier on, I talked about a young gentleman who was arrested last week, who is a journalist with newzimbabwe.com. Njalo, he is the spokesperson of the Young Journalist Association in Zimbabwe. Let's head over to my first panelist tonight, and joining me live, Ekwengweni, from Zimbabwe, Mumnumzana Leopold Munende. Ba Munende, ndinomukamuchirai muchirongwa chedu chevechidiki. Zvirikufamba here? Vamnende. Vamnende muripo paru.
Thank you for having me.
Ah, muripo, muripo. How are you doing, Chief?
I'm okay. I'm just pushing.
Usungenele kuhlelo bafo, usungenele kuhlelo. Last week, we were reading all over social media, all over the news, ukuthi uLeopold Mnende was arrested. Kahle kahle, what exactly happened?
Okwenzakalayo ukuthi when I went to cover the ATUS, Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union demonstration at Finance Minister Mthuli Ncube's offices, there was a lot of commotion, you see. So when I took a video of Obed Masaraure being manhandled into a truck, being bundled into a truck, I'm a police. As I was taking the video, I felt an arm, a hand, a very firm hand, a police who told me to also get into the truck, and then I produced my accreditation. He told me, I don't care about your accreditation.
Mm-hmm.
And then just across the road, Doug Coulthard was being beaten up. So I couldn't resist. I just feared that if I resisted, then that could also happen to me, you see. So I had to conform. And then I got into the truck. When I did leave the truck again, after I got instruction to leave the truck from the other officer, the same officer just pointed a baton stick on my forehead and said, "Now the guru, that is the truck and the basani accreditation." So it's a very long story. Got to the station and it's a very, very long story, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then when we got there, they didn't beat me up, but it was more of a psychological torture, threats, and you begin to question whether you're in the right field, you see.
So, before I want to tell you, what exactly did they say your crime was?
They didn't charge me. That that was the most painful part, because I had to spend, I think, from around 11:15 to 11:30 up to 7 p.m. at the police station. Mm-hmm. No charge, just sitting there. They'll be moving you there from there to there. You sit in a dark room. You see, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. So,
it was more psychological torture and a few threats. Maybe more of intimidation, I think.
Mm-hmm. So now let's talk a little about the landscape based on your experiences. Abanye bona, they were there during esikhathi sika sowaye ngumongameli Robert Mugabe. And bona, they felt ukuthi during esikhathi sika mongameli Robert Mugabe, intatha izindaba, being a reporter, it was a big, big problem. There was ill treatment. Ubona ngani sokulo mehluko na since we now have a new president?
I think so with Moba Katesi system is now unapologetic, especially from a journalist.
Mm.
For example, what I would say is that after the fall of Robert Mugabe, if I'm going to put it that way, we all expected reforms, be they media reforms, but I expected media reforms especially. I was tired of going to cover an event and knowing that the police can do anything to me. But at that time, I think the police could be, maybe you could do something to recover whatever, because there are quite a number of journalists who did sue the police at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But now, it's becoming more and more aggressive. We no longer know if we are safe. When I was at the police station, one officer actually told me, next time you want to cover any event in town, which involves the police, you should come here for clearance so that we decide whether you are going to cover it or not. You see, so that level of ignorance is creating a very dangerous system,
mm-hmm.
especially for journalists. And at the same time, when we look at the Robert Mugabe era, which was dangerous, I'm not going to say it was not dangerous, it was very dangerous, but we should applaud the current journalists who are operating in Zimbabwe. They are very daring. We have seen alleged state security agents abducting even a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
We are not allowed to laugh at our own problems. So, you see, that is the level we are at now, and that is the challenge. You look at young journalists. I now know about three or four young journalists who were telling me that they are not going to cover any political event, any demonstration, any protest whatsoever, any shutdown. So, which means we are creating a passive generation of young journalists. Imagine the mediocre journalism which will come up in the next generation. Just imagine. We'll be writing, government has now sourced 2 million. government has now bought this. We will not be questioning because we will be fearing. So that is the challenge, and it is getting worse.
All right, Leopold, and then I'll come back to you, and then I'll be back with you.
Okay.
Right, Zulukandaba Liyamuzwa nangumnumzana uLeopold Munende. He's a journalist, uyintathindaba, and he's also the spokesperson of the Young Journalists Association in Zimbabwe. Kodwa ngiyezwa ukuthi ngilomlaleli ndikunzwa ndinemthelelo wengokuthanga 215 makatirira chirongwa chedu chebe chidiki ande kune mthelelo tinzwa kuti aruti kola kola mlaleli usungenele kuhlelo ari parinari ndiyani.
Hello?
Yebo, unjani sisi?
Hamna nyasilele.
Ngibani okhona ecingweni?
Liten.
Ngibani okhona ecingweni? Ngiyeza ukuthi ngilomlalele.
Unconnect.
Who's on the line, sis?
In line.
Yebo, ngiyeza ukuthi uyakhuluma phela ngibani okhona singenele kuhlelo. Ibizo ngibani?
Ibizo nguLoveness.
Loveness, unjani sis?
Hamna nyasilele.
Usungenile phela kuhlelo lethu labatsha.
Ngenile ngapi?
Kuhlelo lethu labatsha siswami.
Indelele yanhlupa, ngiyacela ukuthi likhulume ngeshona.
Oh, sisi Loveness makadi henyu.
Tripo makadiwo.
Tripo mapinda kamchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki sisi.
Chirongwa chenyu.
Che Studio 7.
Oh.
Mambo verenga here nyaya tikurukura nhasi muchirongo.
Aiwa andina.
Oh, anasi muchirongo atikubata nyaya yekuti pane ma journalists ari kuti havasi kukodzero dzavo dziri kumbunyikidzwa munyika. Vari kuti ha havachawane mukana wokushanda zvakanaka, saka ndanchida kudzwa kubva kwamuri vatereri kuti maundi renyu akamira sei, muri kubvumirana nevatapiwe nhau here, vari kuti makodzero dzavo dziri kumbunyikidzwa munyika.
Sema shandiyo.
Wongu.
Isuti nungo shanda. Zunzaka oma. Atiti nyato zio wakuti zaka miyase. Tenge tichingo ndo wakwa mui wakuti kuti zunzija miyase. Zichana kaori nika na kuti kuti.
Aywa chakunza zakanaka sisi lafe. Sitote na shukuru nukupinda mchirongo andesu. Right, Liyamuzwa nangu sisi uLoveness uyangena kuhlelo ukuthi hayi silindile nina intatheli izindaba ukuze lisitshele ukuthi izinto zime njani elizweni. Kodwa let's go back to umnumzana uLeopold Munende siqhubekele phambili ngodaba lukhona ekudweni. Leopold, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still on the line.
You touched on something really important, ama media reforms.
Yeah.
Uhulumende yena uthi uyazama, nansi ayipha bodwa bathi they want to repeal it. As journalists, do you not feel what uHulumende is trying to create a safer space for you guys?
You see, when we're talking of reform, I think most journalists will accept that what we need as journalists is access to information, because that is what our audiences, the public, want. You come up tonight. Abantu bafunga zuti ungatwa iZimbabwe le Egypt zisayine idil elokulima. Kukhitshwa malini ngurhulumente wethu and if to Egypt yona abantu be-Egypt babuyela bele malini. Those are the kind of details which we want. We want security. So we want information, public information. Sifuna i-security yethu. Sifuna i-development, especially with diversity and plurality. Once the diversity and plurality is true, so the ama-media platforms, every man name, and the Echian imboni yawo. You see that kind of thing. Let's call my access to public information. So, like, I for us, I'm a journalist, to get information from public information, be it from a parastatal, a ministry. We have to write the minister has the right to reply after 30 days. And then in the new information bill, every year, October, I'm a reform. Sibona ukuthi akula kutshintsha okuningi ngoba enye information eku cabinet information bill ikhuluma ukuthi lay you will not be able to get it, which means we are depriving the audiences of information ade bengayilali ade bengayibona. You get information is power. You see that kind of. So we do not really see the reform in the new policies, the ZMC deal, there's too much involvement of the police. The minister still has a lot of authority. So, and those are ruined. Sakawandis are ruined. So, I think a lot still has to be done, especially also on regulation. There's still a lot of arrests. There should be a bit of self-regulation. If not self-regulation, then co-regulation, where there is regulation, legislative regulation, and then legislation, and then regulation, pardon. And then there is self-regulation in the form of VANA, Voluntary Media Council of Zimbabwe, that kind of thing. Atisukuzwona.
Aungtjeleke, Leopold. Some may argue Uguti, when the state use security and such forces, it's a matter of protection. Do you feel that's not the case? Is there anything wrong with Uhulumende trying to protect themselves and the citizens of the nation?
I think there should be a balance between state security and access to information. I'm speaking from a journalist perspective. When we know that there's certain information which cannot be published for the security of the country. Mm-hmm. We know that. For example, I cannot publish a story detailing how many functioning helicopters, military helicopters we have as a country.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so I have to balance between public interest and state security.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But now the challenge is that our government is overstepping certain boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
It is now using the excuse of state security to stifle freedom of expression, freedom to impart and receive information. You see, that is the challenge now.
Mm-hmm.
If they can strike a balance, I'm sure we'll be on our highway to democracy and freedom of expression and freedom of the media.
Okay, what's in Mbambo Mlomo Ntato Munye Mlaleli, and then I'll come back to you.
Okay.
Right, Zimbabwe Mwuse, Papinda Mwom Tereri. Caller number two, Kola Mtereri, Mapinda Mchirongwa, Arparinari Ndiyan. Hello.
Hello, Magadi.
Tiripo Magadi, enyu?
Tiripo.
Dimi kama pinda mchirongwa arparinari Ndiyani?
Anonzi Mwale, Kri Kumashon, the central province.
Va Mwale, zuru kwa amba ya?
Andizozo.
Mapinda mchirongwa babatu zeo maunreni?
Ongu, tungu garati nguonzo kushungruzo kuma journalist, waninga sida kutuza na uzechukwa alininye kutipa ZDC party that type vanenge kunzanga nzenga apataura chokwani saka tinovigiwa information tinoto ngoko muri zviri kuitika
zvino pane vatapiwa nawo akafanana na vanhunhende vari kukupakurirai news dzakasiyana siyana amuono here kunge hurumende iri kutraya kuvhura ma spaces kuitira kuti kuve ne news dzakasiyana siyana dziri kubuda munyika
Kuto rumende irukoviga imeviga information.
Inda mchida.
Nini kipa ZBC apatoro chokwani. He saka kaka sato tera speedy 7 aditumbo zwa chokwani. Saka tizenge tungo rwazo kutuko vani wani kwa chikava na wazi chokwani vani kwa chisungwa vati chikiswa zutindri toto mbofunga tindri nimturwe nao ndazvaro kuna udzindiro dzitora sei senga butsha kuenda kubasa kwacho
tsane maondore nyu muri kuona unge vanhu vakutiwo chikaguita basa racho
ega ndichombofunga kuti vanotora sei nhau dzacho kana vachisungwa sokudaro variyo vanotutudza chokwadi
saka zvinotodi kuitira kuti nyaya igadziriswe vamwari
ne hurumende yacho iripoka zvinotonetsa nokuti ndiona sekuti vanotya kuti vakaburisa chokwadi vanhu vanoziva chokwadi saka iye vanoda kuti vanhu vagare vakavharika vasingezivi kuti ndezvipi zviri kuitika vachingotaura kuti zvinhu zvakanaka asi izvo zvinhu zvisina kumbomira zvakanaka
aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka vamwale tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongwa
tinotenda
mudzoke next week handidi baba
All right.
Right, Zimbabwe Muhle. That was one of our callers, Umnumzana Umwale. He touched on something that Umnumzana Umunende touched on. Udaba lwe freedom of expression. Yena uti, ubona ngani, loku kwenziwa nguhulumende uti, they are scaring ama journalists. Ubona ngani, gule mfihlo. ai asazi ngenani kuhlelo lesitshela umbono wenu +12026192077 is the number call lilakho njalo ukungithumezela umlayezelo ku WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +12026192077 inombolo zocingo 4650318 inombolo ku WhatsApp kodwa ngiyeza ukuthi ngilomunye umlaleli ndikunzondi noma umthereri arpachirongwa khona khona umlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo apinda mchirongwa ndiyani.
Hello Mgoma.
Eh, zviri kufamba here Mgoma?
Mushe ndi sanonyekete murambinda boera.
Vamnyekete zviri kufamba?
Asfambisi.
Kuri seiko kubuera uko?
Kubuera mazino baba.
Hanziko.
Unongoona kubuera namwe murombo igandanzara. Murombo havigwa ari mutenyi, vanotongomirwa ofa semupfumi wozoigwaje.
Aha, aiwa ndokunzwa zvakanaka mukoma. Saka chindudza iyo kamaondo renyu pamusoro penyaya tukurukura nhasi muchirongo.
Nyai iri kushungurudza. Because as it is today, tasvika pakuti se-independent country, tingadeno tane freedom of expression sezviri muconstitution yatakaita ya 2018. But problem iripo ndeyekuti hurumende yedu as from 1980, yakaramba ine pfungwa yekuti information iri correct ndeyeusiku. Because payakatsvaga vatigirine nemadzai yaivatsvaga kupungwe. Saka kana zvinhu zvikanga zvakuitwa nejekere yaidotofunga kuti iri mupuruzeya. Saka majournalist as it is havakwanisi kuti vashande, because munhu nemunhu anenge angofunga paari kuti ndikazoshanda zvinhu zvechokwadi upenyu hwangu hwapa njodzi.
Amungati ma hurumende nayo iri kutira here kusambunyika kuitira kuti kodzero dzevatapiwa nhau dzisambunyikidzwa?
Zvazvingadai zvichiratidza kuti hurumende iri kukoshesa mutero wenhau ndezvekuti panenge pambunyikidzwa mutero wenhau saizvozvo vari kumbunyikidza vacho ifitizi haisi hurumende, zvinodudza kuti hurumende yachingade chizotipa matanhari open kumunhu uye ambunyikidza munhu ari pamutemo. Nekuti kana journalist akaratidza mupurisa kuti ndiaccreditation yebasa riri pamutemo iye akati handinei nazvo, then after that hurumende yo sideline ati handinei nazvo, zvazvinongoreva ndezvekuti hurumende yacho iri kumutuma usiku, zvandataura zvekuti vana mujibhe vaitimwa kupungwe kana kwaedza kuti hatiwazii.
Aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka vanyekete, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa, mudzoke next week handiti. Right, nangu mnumzana Usama Unyekete la uyangena kuhlelo ukhona ngale eMrambinda eZimbabwe. Khulumani zilukandaba sitshelene umbono wenu ngodaba lukhona ekodwini lamhlanje kuhlelo. We're talking about ama journalist rights elizweni njalo ama media laws elizweni. Kulabanye inhlahla izindaba ozindaba bayakhalala besithi ngesikhathi kaMongameli Robert Mugabe, hayi, there was ill treatment, which were imitates that was there, that was sanctioned, that was gazetted. It wasn't unfavorable towards Intatheli Zindaba. Kodwa abanye bathi ngesikhathi njengoba sokulo mongameli omutsha, abanye bathi umongameli omutsha is trying, bathi yena siyambona he's trying to repeal imithetho efana le ayipha. Kodwa nangu report mnende ubekhona last week, like he was one of the people that were arrested ezenzela nje umsebenzi wakhe as a journalist trying to cover the protest by Artus. Kodwa singakahambi to go, before we go back to umnumzana uLeopold, let me go to my new guest, another one who's joining me live ecingweni from Zimbabwe, uNompilo. Nompilo, how are you doing? Welcome munechirongwa chedu chechidiki.
Thank you very much for having me. Ndinotenda kuva nemi.
Saka sisi Nompilo, you are a media lawyer. You specialize in the legal side of this discussion. Now we have Leopold Mnende who's on the line. He was one of the people that were arrested last week, doing his job, covering Artus, and when they released him, they didn't even charge him. That story is not new to Zimbabwe. Now, as media lawyers, how do you guys go about ensuring that, one, media practitioners' rights are protected, and two, cases like Leopold don't continuously happen?
I think when you look at what we at the stage that we are at as a country, you'd find that the legal framework has already been put. We have our constitution, the 2013 one, which clearly stipulates the rights of journalists in Zimbabwe. But we are still operating in a very repressive environment. Mm-hmm. So you find that what Leopold Munende went through has nothing to do with the law. The law is in place to protect him. But what is happening is the repressive environment that we are in, where the police can just ask you in for questioning or just take you in and lock you up for overnight without charging you or telling you what you've done wrong, which is very unconstitutional and unlawful. So I think what needs to be done then is, particularly for media people and journalists, is to use even the mechanisms that, for example, Mr. Zimbabwe has to ensure that these people can then charge even the police for malicious prosecution, because definitely the police and the environment is being repressive.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's... You talked about the laws that are set up. One of the laws that I was talking to Leopold about is AIPA. You talked about how the landscape and the laws are favorable towards people who are journalists and just human rights in general. However, it's the implementation that it's a whole different process. As media lawyers, do you not feel as though government is trying? Look at them, they're trying to repeal AIPA.
Yes, very well. The government is really trying. I think that is something that we should commend. That in 2013 we introduced and we clearly stated that there is freedom of expression and media freedom. There is access to information by every citizen, by every person, including media personnel. And also I think the state has already started the process for alignment of the laws, because you find that we have background laws like AIPA, like POSA, that were being problematic and that were not in line with the constitution. So I really commend what the state is doing in trying to then align all of these laws to the constitution by trying to also repeal AIPA. It's very commendable indeed.
Mm-hmm. So how do we then move forward ensuring that rights of people such as Leopold are not violated?
Firstly, I think, especially for the media, I would suggest that the state should acknowledge that it is very important to have self-regulation in the media, because the moment state authorities and external sectors and the government are involved in the regulation of media, in the process will then end up also violating the rights of journalists and the freedom of the press in Zimbabwe. So I think it's important to advocate for safe regulation of the media, and I think so many organizations and CSOs can push for that.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to touch on something a little separate. There was a bill that was introduced not so long ago in January. Now, it hasn't been gazetted yet, but it was something that seemed to be, was really being pushed in Senate, the cybersecurity bill. Now, media and social media are slowly merging. If something mm-hmm. like this is to be introduced and gazetted, what is the implications of that?
Firstly, I'd say that it's very progressive, because we are living in the digital age. And I think the law in Zimbabwe and the law generally needs to accept and embrace the technicalities that come with the digital age and the dynamic areas of the media that come with the digital age. So it's important that we have such a bill that addresses this technical aspect. But I think at the same time also, if you go through the contours of the bill, you find that there also are the problematic areas. For instance, Section 5 of the bill mentions that there's going to be established a cybersecurity committee which will then oversee enforcement of the bill. And in the words of the memorandum, it says to ensure that it is reasonably and with due regard to fundamental human rights and freedom, which is very okay. But then if you look at the people that would be within this committee or the composition of the committee, that's when you see that it is mostly people from the security sector, and that would really then raise a fear that maybe the committee would then be biased, and that would also be at the expense of fundamental human rights. So the bill is progressive, but I think there's a lot of work that also needs to be done to ensure that human rights won't be violated in implementing that bill.
Mm-hmm. All right, Nompilo, let me hold you on the line for 1 second. And then I'll come back to you, okay?
Very well,
thank you. Right, ngiyezwa ukuthi caller number 3 ecingweni, caller mthereri, mava kupinda mchirongwa, chirongwa chedu chebe chidiki, uhlelo The Connection lilami uMaikobe. Ariphari nari ndiyani?
Nyashanu.
Yeah, mkoma nyasha, zvufambe.
Zvufambere.
Mushe, mushe, muri kutifonera muri kupi?
Kwa Botswana.
Awu, tumelangi ntate.
Ngiyale. Ah,
kiteng, Papa Wanukai.
Ah, literra.
Hey, yeah. So you're in our program, Dad. Can you just tell us your thoughts on the what we're discussing today?
Okay, okay. Oh, yeah, my journalist, you should go to my journalist. Yeah, you know, but I tell you, you know, my journalist is running very fast. So quite a lot of people are doing it. I see women in Zimbabwe. Kakuwandirana kaina kukatinga ngoti kakuwandirana nukuti mapulisa zanenga achiita varenga achitumwa nehurumende uku hurumende inenge ichiti aiwa isisu toda kukodzero dzemajournalisti kuti vatepfenure nhau dzavo pasina kushungurudza asi vozopaso kuona kuti ko ivo mapurisa vari kutumwa nani kuti vazorova majournalisti vabate majournalisti zvakare kuedza kuti hurumende ine kakuwandira kari pachena kekuti vakauya kuvanhu vanenge vachiti aiwa isisu tiri kuzama kuti tibvise mimwe mitemo yanga iri panguva dzavamugabe yekudzvinyirira majournalist kana kudzvinyirira vanhuwo zvavo asi on the other hand utoona mapurisa kuratidza kuti mapurisa ari kushandiswa zvakafanana netsvimbo yekuti unoenda naye musango kunovhima wadzoka wobva ikanda kana pasi pedare haisina basa ndiwo mapurisa nokuti vari kusunga chimajournalist kana akaenda kuchitokiro after a day vanhu vavaenda kukoti obva vaburiswa vasina kana mhosva yavachajwa naye kuratidza kuti mapurisa havana zvavari kushanda ipapapo ehe kuratidza kuti ivo vane kakushandiswa kokoti imwe ingoupsetai mhomho yezimbabwe chete varipo papakuda kungoupseta chete mapurisa ndopavati
saka zvino mukoma nemaonero enyu munoti chii chofanira kuitika kuitira kuti nyika iendere mberi and marights emajournalist atange kuremekedzwa
vamunangagwa semutungamiri wenyika vanofanira kunatsobuda pachena vachitsanangurira kuti mapurisa kutaura mukuru wemapurisa kana majournalist makaona zvaitika kuhong kong sondeveni mainatsokuona kuti vanhu vaistrike majournalist anenge ari mumashure memapurisa vachitora mufananidzo vava vasina kana kushungurudza asi muzimbabwe haziitike izvozvo kuratidza kuti chokwadi chaicho havatombochida zvakafanana nevanhu vezanupiefu zvavanoziva kuti izvi ndozvaitika izvozvo ndovanenge achiti hasi ndozvaitika kana panyaya dzokupambwa kwovanhu hapana munhu zanupiefu vanosapota zanupiefu vasingazivi kuti vanhu vari kupambwa sei asi izvozvo havasi vakabvuma
aiwaka
ipapo paakutoda vamunangagwa semutungamiri wehurumende ndiye andori nemasimba wokuti kana akati mupurisa hoo sekorapshen yaitika kumapurisa iyeyika marodblok 2030 rodi kana kuti yeplumtree waiona vakazara rodi yese akambovamisa kati timbobudai murodi zvozvo anofanira kuti kutaura zvakafanana naipapa kuti mapurisa remekedzai kodzero dzevanhu
aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongwa mukoma
utotenda
galevuhandate right let me go back to mnumzana uLeopold Mnende vamunende muchiri parunare here right, you hear the callers coming in and they seem to be speaking about something similar to the sentiments that you've echoed earlier on. You as a journalist, so what do you feel is the way forward? How do we go forward ensuring that your rights as a journalist are protected?
I think there is a need for more engagement with the police, not just meetings, because we've had meetings last year with meetings with them and the Media Institute of Southern Africa. And the then police spokesperson Charity Charamba really promised that this time around things would be different, but nothing changed. So I think when I talk of engagement, I mean the changing of courses which police officers go through at their training depots. So if you get more depot, it's Ndaba Zinduna, food, they will change, no final change. So that they have, let's say, modules on the media themselves, on the media and journalists, how they treat us, our role in society, vis-a-vis their role in society, we can work together, and they should know that. You see. And then another thing is that us journalists, if this is going to change, then we need to start getting someone arrested, because as Nontilo said, that the legal mechanism is there. It's just that the system sometimes ensures that it doesn't work out. But I think we should, if we are going to fail at court, then let it be a failure at court. But let us try to sue someone, mm-hmm. get someone arrested, even within the force, get him fired, so that it is a lesson to the next person who was planning on beating up a media practitioner the next time. But I don't know. And I wanted to say, I want to have a piece of incidents appear. And I want to swing that are not here, that kind of thing. And maybe refresher courses on human rights too, because it's not only the media who are affected by all this. The ordinary citizen on the road who has the right to take a picture, who has the right to record a video, is being affected by all this. So those are the kind. And then Thomas, what Thomas said, thank you so much, Thomas. Thomas said that the president has to speak against this. I agree with him. But I think the first people who have to defend us are our parent ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Monica Mchangwa, the Minister of Information, has to speak. She has been silent throughout all of this, which is very bad. Because the child feels exposed. We have seen, in fact, the permanent secretary, Nick Mangwana, the deputy minister of information, Energy Mtodi, actually saying that these are fabrications, these are fake issues. And these are the people who are running our parent ministry. These are the people, this is our first line of defense. You see? So a lot still needs to be done. These people need to change their attitude towards us, especially privately on media. And the police need to be taught basic human rights, interaction with our journalists. Courses, doesn't change on schools that are real children.
Mm-hmm. Hayi ngiyakuzwa Leopold ngicela ubambe kancane ecingweni ngithathe umunye guest ongenayo kuhlelo and then I'll come back to you soon angathi. Right, Murray Zimbabwe, aiwa nguva dzava 2:41 kunoku ku Washington DC, eZimbabwe 8:41. Isikhathi 8:41 elizweni. Kodwa wathi ngithathe umunye guest wami ongenayo kuhlelo, umo guest wami ngaruphinda Mchirongwa, bazibusiso Dube organization yes site. Nayo mthapi wenawu. Mr. Dube, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo unjani but?
Ngiyaphila Mike, kunjani lapho?
Hayi ngiphilile bafoni, ngiphilile. Usungenele kuhlelo. Wena you work with someone who's had first-hand experience when it comes to journalist rights. So I guess my first question to you is, what is your take on journalist rights? Do you feel as though kulomehluko with the way that you guys are treated when you compare owayengumongameli Robert Mugabe njalo umbuso kaEmmerson Mnangagwa?
Okay, thank you so much, Mike. I think my own analysis is that immediately after November 2017, there was a bit of opening up of space.
Mm.
But that was only, I think, maybe in terms of perception. Mm. But from the 2018 elections and then moving on now into this contentious period from the January protests right up to the protests that we had in the past week or so, we see that the same heavy-handed mechanisms that were used by the Mugabe regime are still being used by the ED regime. So to me, there's been no change, basically. So what we witnessed during Mugabe's reign is exactly what's happening now.
Kodwa ushilo bhuti wathi, hayi, there has been a slight change. Slight change. Is that change not good enough to show ukuthi uhulumende is trying?
No, uhulumende is really not trying in terms of what I'm seeing, because the media laws are still the same. While they do want to repeal POSA and AIPA and replace those laws with new ones, they have not done so. And there's evidence coming that the new bills that they've proposed are as draconian as the POSA and AIPA.
Mm-hmm.
But secondly, what happened in November was not only a change of the state, it was also a change in the psyche of the people. As Zimbabweans, we got a chance to start talking because the army had invited us to march in the streets and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So people have been talking more openly on social media. Journalists have been maybe feeling a bit more free. But in essence, when things start to get contentious, as we witnessed in the 2018 elections, when people would get chased from ZANU-PF primary elections. And now this year, when we've seen journalists being arrested and some even being abducted. We're seeing that it's a return to the normal modus operandi of ZANU-PF. So in essence, there's been no change in how the government is performing on in promotion of freedom of expression.
Mm-hmm.
What changed was the perception of the masses, but with time, will be silenced again because the fear is slowly creeping back in. And already in media houses, we're starting to see a bit of self-censorship that is reminiscent of the Mugabe days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have a quick... Actually, let me start this question off with you, and then I also want Uleopold to respond to it. After Iskat Lapaya, where there was, the internet shutdown, we saw cabinet now shuffling around trying to gazette the cybersecurity bill. As people who work within this field that not just broadcasts on traditional media such as TV and radio, but also rely on the internet for broadcasting, how would you guys take something like that if it were to be gazetted?
Talking about the cyber bill, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. For us, whatever bill that comes into being, we're hoping that it wouldn't be something that starts to limit us from doing the work that we're already doing so well. But we fear that's the form that such a bill would take.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is indications from the rhetoric of the ruling party, from their previous Minister of Information and now on to the current one, we're seeing a rise of the talk that social media is a threat. It must be monitored because people are damaging the country or the state, so to speak. So we fear that such a bill will be used to silence dissent from alternative media sites such as our own.
But you heard, Leopold earlier on touched on something, that sometimes certain information is very sensitive and you can't just put it out there. Do you not think that such bills are being used for such instances?
No, whenever the state comes up with laws to limit the kind of information that people get, they'll obviously use that as a pretext to deny people information. But we all know that in every country, even the most democratic nations, there's usually something that's called a classified document that people must not see, something that's related to the state security or issues maybe to do with information that has to be protected.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to our case, remember, we're still talking about AIPA, which we've in the past always said is a misnamed access to information law. We currently don't have a proper access to information law in Zimbabwe, and we're being denied basic information on issues about the running of our country, from issues of public resource management to issues of local government.
But it's being repealed, Lucy's.
It is being repealed, and they are replacing it with something called the Freedom of Information Bill, mm-hmm. which in effect is also as draconian as the AIPA, It is being repealed, but there is no indication that the new law will have provisions that allow us to get all the information we want on the operations of the government.
Mm-hmm. And then I'll come back to you. I'll go back to Leopold. So I have a caller. Caller number 4, Arupina Mchirongwa. Caller, Mtereri. Ose ngeni lukushelo. Arparu nare ndiyan.
Hey, Mr. Mike, Zirufe.
Mushe, Zirufe Amba.
Ay, very boy.
Arparu nare ndiyan.
Don't size.
Mkoma size, Zirufe Amba. Right, Mkoma size, mapinda mchirongwa tu zeo maundre.
Ini maana rangi kuti mazoea bundi kine damu ziko tarishi.
Nderipi damu ziko racho mkoma?
Damu ziko racho na rangi ya kufunga kuti zina zuri noma. Zuguda kufiande na zino kuzi zuri noma izo zisiri. Saka ndira yedu ya tuwa baka ndresa na hema nchi zidu ando nisa kiti nisha andaini
yenda
because mkataka kusumba kwete kurika wano urumendi kiramba yaga nyarara yete zunungura kutakuti apate urunaka nane oda yake maybe ndo kuna pressure nita yiku ni minister we mtodi angu mazuwa akaitu wa shutdown internet ya iyo wakatora mtu wakati internet ya inaka na utombo faru wa mtimbabu.
Mm-hmm.
Saka ndoda kuti muone kuti vanhu vacho majournalist havari kuda kuti avamirire behavior yavo yakamira sei. Saka minister akati hai sekonjusin ye vanhu vanga vachida kutsvaga mavhidhiyo zvemaprotest but hatina kana mboshata internet. But mameseji anga auya kumaeconet lines kumatel one lines kuti we've been ordered so don't worry kuti zvaita sei. Saka this same journalist vari kuda kuenda kune vanhu ivavo kuti vavada kuzvisire maproblems avo. We have got a serious problem. I don't think that one is the correct reference. But when we are in the power, it is one of the examples of it. My journalist in Haiti, Basarao, was found in a coup and a quavo. Can I was found in a coup and a quavo? Look at my issues. I got this. Otherwise, we were going to put my minister in the way. Ah, this is not the problem. That's the zero to Moshande. Whoever not a single day, but it's a Basarao, but you put my police and in our song. Then, in the national community, you know, Basakono, you Basira say. Otherwise, can I talk about Nunga Munuan? I touch Kaka Bosi, can I one have a Nunga? Mama apinda mjeri hakuna zvaitwa nezvidzi yacho dini hakuna kanoita mimi bati vanhu vakasunga nekuwanda kwavo zvinhu zvinofamba mukatarisa futi ishu yejournalism iyi we've got a bias towards kuti ndezvipi zvinofanirwa kubuda information inofanirwa kubuda iri kuregenetwa ka mukatarisa pakaitwa kupaya message yakaitaurwa naGeneral Chiwenga haina kubuda kuZBC. Ndiwa kato masoja paka shika mzitu BC, akatanga kuruwa na journalist ima kata muna kubudisa message jisei. Saka zino zine zichitika, zichinze aiwa, iti sentiaji, azifano kule ipu, izhaka miraso. Saka ndo zichiti ya tina emu Zimbabwe. We don't have a normal situation. President ndo yutu kanalai daku wa visa, ma, all those things. Mwengo shika visa, hapana kana problem. Mapura karusha ndiswa. Vana mati vanongotaura kuti mapurisa is a state apparatus. Vanoshandiswa nehurumende inenge iripo. Zvainoda ivo ndo zvavanoita. Ndosaka uchinzi vanoshanda under command. Havaiti zvavanoda. Vanoita zvinodiwa nemunhu ari kuvakomanda. Saka munhu ari kuvakomanda ndiye ari kuvaudza kuti batai majournalist ndabatwe. Saka moda kuti vaite semapurisa. Haana kana problem. Vanhu vari kutoshandiswa vari kutodawo the little that they can get. Otherwise they get fired. From their job.
I want to size.
Program here is problem. I don't know if there is a problem. Yes, I have. My journalist can actually out on the EPA. They want to declare on the Chinese.
At Kuru Zirema, Zagadarum Koma size, and as at Kuru Zirepanavamkom. I want to turn as Kurunopinam Chirongwa. Let me go back to Unompilo. Unompilo, are you still on the lines?
Yes, I'm still here.
Now, you heard Zbosi, so he came in and he touched on things that are down your alley, the issue of these legal laws that are being repealed and being replaced. He touched on the Freedom of Information Bill and also MOPA. Now, these bills that are replacing, are they any different to the bills that are being repealed?
That is a problem now, Mike. You'll find that there's been so many consultative meetings with CFOs that the responsible groups have been holding to see that they can get information from them on what they want to be done on the bill. But really, most of the time, they just get information from you and they don't implement. So this bill really is not different. There are so many provisions that are the same. For example, it still restricts access to information only to public institutions. You can't access from private institutions. It still requests for certain payments of fees, which are really excess and repetitive. So you find there are still so many hindrances that the Freedom of Information Bill is also bringing in through the that were there in the IPA bill. So, yeah, it's very true.
So essentially what you're saying is IPA is going but coming back as a different bill.
Yeah, essentially you could say that. IPA is coming in the form of a Freedom of Information Bill because there's so many provisions that are existent in the IPA that are still coming through. But I'm really hoping that through these public hearings that have been conducted in the last few days, definitely the responsible authorities are going to take account of the issues raised and maybe also amend the bill to clearly reflect the concerns of the people, because I believe good lawmaking process involves a proper public consultation and proper exercise of democracy.
Let me go back to Leopold and Uzibusiso because Bango Sara 6 minutes by Chirongwa. Zimbabwe muhle makatirira chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection lami uMike Hove namhlanje kuhlelo we discussing the rights of journalism njalo media laws elizweni kuhlelo kwamanje ecingweni ngilomnumzana uLeopold Munende he's the spokesperson of the Young Journalists Association njalo he's a journalist with newzimbabwe.com njalo kulozibusiso Dube he's a journalist with Site and uNompilo Simanje she's a media lawyer right Leopold usakhona ecingweni na
Yeah,
I guess my first question to you was the same one that I threw towards Uzibusiso. You as a journalist, as the spokesperson of the Young Journalists Association, how would you guys react when, you know, when we're talking about this cybersecurity bill?
I think when it comes to the cybersecurity bill, it is still about access and security. Because we talk to a lot of people as journalists, we share a lot of information, and if someone can maybe snoop into that information, that would also be maybe some sort of invasion into my own privacy. The state should not be given such a right. And then to respond to Nompilo and maybe a bit to you, who was asking whether or not government, these kind of reforms are not something to applaud, I think we missed an opportunity for media reforms in 1980 when we became independent. We missed an opportunity to reform our media laws during the GNU period. And in 2018, when we eventually passed our new constitution, we missed an opportunity to reform these media laws when we transitioned from Robert Mugabe to Emmerson Mnangagwa. So we are constantly suffering, and this what we are calling reforms, the cyber bill, the ZMC bill, the information bill, these are not reforms. It's just partitioning IPA, which is part of IPA, immediate measure access to information, Moisa ku side information bill. They keep any section on the AOSA, Official Secrecy Act, they find a footing with information bill. The 30-day period, they add to IPA. It's a corner. Information bill.
Mm-hmm.
It's a call. See, I totally look at call. Because this is something that was classified. What was in Zimbabwe? No information has ever been classified since 1980. We don't even know what was being deliberated in cabinet in 1980. So there is no way we can say, information bill is right. At least until it classified, so far that declassify. They will never declassify. We need to get that information as they decide, as they deliberate, because that is the Zimbabwe we are living in. So, Agula, look, it's not getting better. And actually, I think it's going to get worse.
Mm-hmm.
That is what I think.
Hayi siyakuzwa Leopold. Thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo putise kusele 3 minutes. Wathi nginikeze uzibusiso ithuba lokuthi azikhulumele njalo Nompilo azikhulume. Ah, thola ithuba lokukhuluma. Zibusiso usakhona incingweni na? Zibusiso.
Hello, yebo ngikhona.
Right. Umazwi lamazwi kaMnumzana uLeopold Munende. What is your reaction to that?
Okay, yeah, I think I agree with what he's saying. So what I think is that what we're seeing in the media fraternity is just a microcosm of what's happening in Zimbabwe as an entirety, where we're seeing a death of governance institutions that should keep the government in check.
Mm-hmm.
So what we need is an improvement, a strengthening of all those institutions, be it the media, be it the police themselves or the army, so that they're independent from the ruling party. So that's the challenge that Zimbabwe has, and we need our leaders to go over and beyond what they promised to deliver that new Zimbabwe, that hope that everyone needs.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Nongela Kuhlelo Zibusiso. Let me give Nompilo her last opportunity. Akhulume kuhlelo. Nompilo, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still here.
We give you the golden second. You're the last person to speak on the program. As we wrap up, I guess, as a media lawyer, what was your advice in terms of moving forward, bearing in mind what Leopold said, bearing in mind what Zibusiso said about the reforms, what needs to be done to move forward?
Something also maybe that I'll start with that we did not really touch on is the issue of criminal law,
mm-hmm.
because you find that so many journalists have been arrested using criminal law, especially those that operate online, the media and content creators online.
Mm-hmm.
So issues of criminal law, subversion, spread of criminal nuisance, criminal insult, all those criminal laws have been used against journalists in Zimbabwe. So the first thing that I'll recommend is that we decriminalize freedom of expression. We should promote non-criminal measures when we are dealing with journalists and media personnel. Okay. But also moving from there,
Nompilo, unfortunately, the time has run out, but thank you so much, Ngongena Kuhlelo. Leopold Mnende, thank you so much, Ngongena Kuhlelo. Sibusiso Dube, thank you so much, Ngongena Kuhlelo. Isikhathi sami sesiphelile. Ngwaya, ndiyoya, jikanana, chinobhuruka, chinomara. Anokuoneka nemfaro, ndinonye Mike Hobe. Zimbabwe muhle. Bye-bye!